breath, room. So I said, when I say this slave was connected to the king, I mean their soul were connected. Please remember, I'm talking about my heart. I'm talking about that special part of me, which is what? Which is being attracted towards beauty. That feeling inside, which is looking for beauty, which is looking for self-beautification, which is looking for goodness. That positive stuff. That's what the heart is. Okay? That one means my falcon in a way. The falcon is connected to the king with the breath, because that's the source to us. Then he started to talk about the first seed, the first seed, the first seed. What is the first seed, Will?
Knowledge.
How about breath? If you're talking about the human being, the seed is breath. He cultivated the breath in the earth, right? He picked up a piece of earth and he cultivated his own breath in it. Ruh is the first seed. So, all this explanation was that, remember the first seed. That's the important one. And at the end, you will see it. The first seed is perfect and choice. The second seed is corrupt and rotten. Means the thing that we want to think about ourselves is secondary. The first is that breath. Conclusion of those verses, that surrender this wickedness of you and all you have, although I know all this is his gift to you. This was 1056. Okay? And conclusion, the only thing worth it to be done is the thing that you do for Hab. This is 1059. Do not hang around the devilish and thievish ego of you. And whatever is not the work of Hab, it's nothing, nothing. Means look at your intelligence. All these talking about different stuff, let go of all of them. The only thing which is worthy of thinking of is Hab, because that's the breath we carry. That's the attraction towards Hab. This is why we love a just situation. And we don't like an unjust situation. That's inside, that kind of feeling. 100,000 of intelligence will jump together to trick that breath. But they found themselves being trapped in it. And do not tell me that creation was useless. Because to me, it is very useful. What is the use? What is the use of everything? Somebody will claim that creation is useless. Everything is nonsense. One word, one sentence. You have to remember here. He's talking about it. He said, the beauty of Joseph was good for everyone except those stupid jealous brothers. When we talk about the use of this universe, we don't talk about power or money or that kind of stuff. We talk about beauty. Beauty is the use. He created this universe because it's beautiful. And for beauty, I'm sorry, we don't have any intelligence. argument. Then he extended the beauty of Joseph to something else, to precisely point towards art. What was the second one?
David.
So David, the flute of David was lovely, but if you're an unbeliever to you, it's nothing. First beauty, then music. Look at it. And the water of knowledge. We told you about a river, which is water for believers and blood for non-believers. That's what it is. Knowledge to non-believers is something genetically comes from blood. You earn it because you got it from your father. So the river of knowledge for them is the blood, is the bloody one really. But the believers, they find it lovely water. And the conclusion is man's original food is the light of God. Animal food? I'm sorry. That's not good enough for a human being. This is 1079. But we know that human being is not in its best shape yet. We have a problem. That problem is Elat. Remember, Elat has two meanings. First, being sick. Second means cause. Cause and effect trapped us. And that will elude us to, and will keep us from understanding why we will say a shaheed is alive. Means a martyr is still alive for us. Because look around you. The information is being gathered in a very silly way. Everybody will feed from everything. All the information will leak in, no matter what the source is. And we will change our ideas and this and that. And we know that close relationship, conjunction, will influence every one of us. Through concurrence, power comes into action. Means when we talk about morality, mentality, thinking system and all of that, we think that there is an independence over there. But is it? Or we influence each other. We get it from each other and in a state of confusion. There are some exceptional cases of us. There are a few who have changed. They got it. They have been transformed. Their eye will open and they will see the truth. The truth will rise up and suddenly said, this is when I talk about Shamsi Tabriz, about a human being who is everything but a normal human being, reached to another level. And why am I talking about it? That's a trick. I always talk about it because that's the only thing I'm looking for. That's the only thing I believe in. That's the only thing that changed me. Do you believe that I will doubt the Son? Do you remember his proof in book one? He said, if you want the Son is the proof of the Son. If you want the Son, look at it. The light is out there to be seen. Here he said, do you think that I will get discouraged from Shams? No. Why? Because he convinced me. What was the role of Shams? What did he change in Rumi? Rumi was a philosopher, okay? A teacher and a believer and a good Muslim. So, what is missing over there? When you are entangled with intelligence, doubt is always there. Intelligence will doubt everything because it claims that everything, look at your brain, will tell you that everything should be proven to me. If it's not proven to me, it's not all right. Intelligence wants the proof. Where is the proof? Said, no, no, no. There is something else. This ocean of knowledge will tell you that you have to approach the knowledge with good attention, not with disbelief. Because if you are in a state of disbelief, first of all, how could you judge someone? Someone is in love. How do you judge that fellow? Is he really in love or not? No one knows. There is no proof. Could the guy prove that he's in love? No. He's beyond that level. He said, the ocean will tell you, drink from my right side. And by right side, I mean right attention, good attention. Why? Because you are, yes, you're traveling in air, but somebody threw you. You are thinking, but somebody made you like this to think. There are some other powers. And what we are trying to do here is simple. First of all, we lost our nails because of the love of this Shamsi Tabriz. We know that we cannot violate your freedom. You have to have the choice. It's your ikhtiyar. It's you understanding the good part. That's it. What can we do about it? This is it. This book, at the beginning I said, this is the remedy. You, Usamuddin, please make this remedy and cure the eye of the people, except the jealous one. Because jealousy is not curable. The jealous fellow wants to deny the eternal light in the universe. And do you think it will happen? He could prove that there is no light in this universe. There is light, but light is good for the falcon. We know the owls, other kind of thinking. They are surrounding this falcon and they hate it. Because first of all, they think that the falcon is over there to take their place. When we talk about faith, everybody will believe that we are suggesting that replace your intelligence with faith. We never say that. Because intelligence is intelligence, and in its own place, it's a lovely stuff. When we talk about faith, faith is somewhere else. Intelligence is in here, and faith, love is in here. But the brain wants to occupy all the places and be really the master of the house, and is trying to deny it. That's the story of Falcon, and I hope you will go back and we'll read it again. That's the story of the Falcon and owls, right? The end of that conversation was what?